it's all too clear.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today. My name's Bob Arthurs. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here as I remember where I'm supposed to be. That's a really good thing. And so we are thankful that you are a part of this program, and we're thankful to be able to be here and speak words of wisdom and words of life to you, refreshing words. And let you know that God is in control and God is on the throne. We don't have to worry. We don't have to whine. We are positioned in Christ Jesus to be worshipers. And we are very, very thankful for that. So praise God. We are looking forward to spending the next half hour with you. We do want to say thank you today to the folks at JITS Concrete, JITS, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. You know, that I've known this family for over 27 years now, and they have been faithful to work hard. They are experienced and knowledgeable in their profession of doing block and concrete work. They do great work. And if you've got a project that you are working on, now from the construction people that I've heard, some of them, like the folks at JITS Concrete, said that there's some of their work that has been scaled back. But I'm sure that that's going to ramp up. There are other people in the construction industry, and people are saying, hey, we want to press ahead and get this while we're able to get it. And so some of those jobs have not slowed down at all. Whatever your project is, you might give them a call, 321-536-5804, if you have block or concrete work, and have them come out, give you an estimate. They know their time frame. You know your time frame. See if you can't work something out, but when you talk to them, please tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated by us. So we don't get kickbacks or anything like that here. We just want to make a networking connection between people that we know that do a great job and those who need a great job done. So give them a call if you need block or concrete work done. So today we are going to go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And we have talked about wisdom. We have talked about delivering yourself from the immoral woman. There are two women that are highlighted in the book of Proverbs. One is the immoral woman, or the unfaithful woman, or the adulterous woman. And then we find the other one mentioned here in Proverbs chapter 4. So I'm not going to go through this whole proverb today, but, you know, if you want to grow in wisdom, Proverbs is a great place to start. Verse number 1 says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is life. That's where we're going to end. We could go through the whole Proverbs, the whole book of Proverbs, and glean a great deal of valuable truth. What I want to address here at the beginning is, if you know the story of Solomon, that Solomon at the beginning of his reign, he had a dream. And God comes to him and says, "What would you like for me to give you?" And Solomon's request is wisdom so that he can govern the people of God in a manner that is going to glorify God. So he asked for wisdom, and God said, "Because you did not ask for wealth, or you did not ask for victory over your enemies, but because you've asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you the wisdom, and I'm also going to give you all of these other things as well." You see, it doesn't matter how successful you are. If you do not have wisdom, it is going to be a temporary visitation instead of a permanent dwelling place. And I don't know if you've ever stopped to ponder, how did Solomon know to ask for wisdom? And here in Proverbs chapter 4, we begin to understand what was in Solomon to make him request such a thing from God. It was because of a conversation that he had with his father before he was going to be king. And so he describes it. He says, "When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother." So this was something that had gone on for quite some time. I will tell you that many people make a mistake in raising their children and thinking that they can delay instilling of character and imparting wisdom and relationship with Jesus and the importance of doing life with God. There are a lot of people that think, no, I don't need to address that right now. I don't need to address, you know, the dangers of drugs. I don't need to address the dangers of sexual perversion or anything like that. Let me tell you that you're the only one that's delaying when you do that. The world has not ceased. There are people who have an agenda, and they want to instill their agenda into your children as early as possible. There are some people who view godly parenting as such a threat that they are very eager to remove the children from your home for a period of time so that they can indoctrinate them the way that they want to indoctrinate them, instead of us being able to relationally impart the wisdom of God, the wisdom that we've gained, the wisdom that we appreciate, and the wisdom that we walk in. So don't just set an appointment and it be like, you have with your doctor where it takes you 15 minutes to fill out the paperwork. It takes you half an hour to sit and wait for the doctor, 15 minutes each way to get there. And then the doctor comes in and 5 minutes later, you're out the door. That's, you've got a lot invested in it. You want to make sure that this is something that you are discussing and imparting to your children on a regular basis. The younger, the better. So, we want children to be children when they're a children's age, but we also want to set them up to succeed when it is time to adjust from that role of just being a juvenile and transitioning into a functioning, valuable member of the body of Christ as an adult. Even though I will tell you this, some of the most effective and valuable people in the kingdom of God are people right now who are teenagers and adolescents who know their God and do great exploits already. So I want to encourage you. David communicated with his son and imparted to him the importance of wisdom. He taught me and he said, let your heart retain my words. Let the words go down deeper than your ears. I don't know if you're like me that sometimes you can hear something with your ears, but it doesn't penetrate to get to your brain. And as soon as it comes in, it's immediately forgotten. And David says, I don't want you to do that. I want you to retain my words, not just on an intellectual level, but on a heart level. There is a huge difference about words that you know with your head and words that you live by. So he says, keep my commands and live. Now, Solomon's father was the king. You have to understand that the king in those days had the final say. If they said that you were going to be promoted, you were going to be promoted. If they said you were going to be dislodged or displaced from your property, that tended to happen. Not everything that David did was wise. Not everything that he did was right in God's sight. But he said, I want you to retain my words in your heart. The reason for that is because for those of us who have made mistakes, we don't want our kids to have to pay the same price for an education we did, going to the School of Hard Knocks. The School of Hard Knocks has the highest tuition rate in all of education. You don't want that. You want to avail yourself of lessons that others have learned, and you want to walk through that so that you don't have to experience the same consequences that they did. He says, keep my commands and live. So wisdom is not just a part of life. It is vitally important to life. Get wisdom. Get understanding. And so there has got to be some sort of drive that is inside of us to do that. If we are sitting there like bumps on a log, and we're waiting for someone to come along and instill something into us, it's going to be challenging. We're not going to do too well at that. We need to come to that place where we say, you know what? I realize the importance in this, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to avail myself of that. I'm going to get wisdom, I'm going to get understanding. He says, do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. This is where he begins to talk about wisdom, and she will preserve you. Okay? Now, I wish that Solomon had communicated. This is Solomon communicating specifically to his son about conversations that he'd had with his father. And there comes a time where Solomon is led astray by women that he has entered into marriage relationship with, daughters of pharaohs and daughters of kings and all of these different covenant relationships. And they did not worship the same God that he did. And in the end, they led him astray rather than him leading them to truth. So I wish that Solomon had been able to live this truth that he set out there as so important to his son. Maybe that's why Rehoboam wasn't so inclined to listen to the advisors, was because he had seen his father reject wise counsel and towards the end of his life. And now here he is, and Solomon is trying to instill in him wisdom early on in life, but he had seen what unwise things Solomon had done in the end of his life. It says, do not forsake her. She will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. I will tell you this. Wisdom is not a destination. Wisdom is a lifestyle. It's a journey. It's continually seeking to accumulate and apply the wisdom from heaven that will dynamically change our lives here on earth. Wisdom is the principal thing. So he says, you need to avoid abandoning her. Do not forsake wisdom. You love wisdom and you treat wisdom as the principal thing, the foremost thing in your life. Therefore, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her. She will promote you. Listen to all of the things that wisdom will do in Solomon's life and in Solomon's son's life. Exalt her, and she will promote you. There is nothing more satisfying than getting that promotion on the job. And a lot, I've had people who they said, you know what, I'm not going to put in any additional effort at the level that I am at until they promote me and give me the title. That was always a disconcerting thought for me. I've had people said, you know what, I put in the effort of the amount of money that they pay me for and nothing more. And I will tell you that though neither one of those attitudes reflect a mindset that would compel me as a manager, having been in business management, neither one of those attitudes would compel me to want to A, either hire that person, or B, if they were already working for me, promote them. Those are some dangerous, dangerous mindsets. If I had brought that mindset into pastoring Merit Assembly of God and said, well, I'm not going to put in any effort until they're able to pay me, well, I never would have preached my first sermon, because it was a long time before there was any finances that went that way. So some things might sound good in your head, but you want to apply eternal, biblical, divine wisdom into your life. And it says, if you will embrace and exalt the wisdom that God has, it is going to promote you. You know, people who serve in excellence will not serve in obscurity. It's impossible. So, one of my kids was having a conversation. They were given an assignment at work, and in order for them to do that job appropriately at work, they went back and adopted the attitude or the things that they learned cleaning the restrooms at church. Their words, not mine. All of my kids have taken turns cleaning the church. I've cleaned the church. My wife has cleaned the church. We've all cleaned the church. All God's children have cleaned the church. We've got some people that help us out with that now, and we're very, very thankful for that. But there are some, if you do something with excellence and you do it with wisdom, it is going to one day show up on at just the right time. You say, you know what, I remember where I learned this. There were people saying, how do you know to do all this? Well, because I used to clean the church bathroom. And, you know, you have to go in there and you have to look and you have to see things that other people may not see. You know, there are a lot of people, they just see it as an activity. It's kind of like the Karate Kid, you know, I want you to teach me karate. Now I'm going old school. I haven't ever seen the new one, but I'm going back to Ralph Macchio, whatever his name is, the original Karate Kid. And I want you to teach me karate. Okay. Sand the floor. Okay. Wax the car. And, you know, finally, after four different tasks, which is making the other guy's property look really good, you know, this guy said, this is really dumb. Until he realized, you know, as his instructor came on, said, no, you didn't learn that motion just to sand the floor or to wax the car, wax on, wax off. You did it to develop a muscle memory so that when you need it to defend yourself, it is going to be there. Get wisdom. Exalt her. She will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Embracing wisdom. There are some people who are inclined against the word of God, inclined against the wisdom of God. They want to fight it. You know what? You can reject the wisdom of God, but it is still the wisdom of God. It's still going to be timeless, and it's still going to be true whether you embrace it or reject it. It's just a matter of how much difficulty, how much misery does a person have to go through before they are willing to embrace the reality of God's wisdom. If you embrace wisdom, she will bring you honor. She will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. And so there is not only deliverance from evil, which is what we've been talking about, but when we embrace wisdom, there is going to be a crown of glory that is going to come. And he goes on and he says, hear my son and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. And so one of the ways that we are delivered is through the application of wisdom, God's wisdom. Okay? Wisdom is true in America, and it is true in any other country across the land. There have been some things that I have seen that pastors have done during the shutdown, and I don't know them. I don't have any fellowship with them. These are pastors out of the region. I don't have any jurisdiction over their life, but I could see that there were some of them that had made some decisions that are a little on the difficult side. And some of them I would say, brother, this, we need to consider this from a wisdom standpoint. I understand some of the mindset that goes in. I'm not here to judge them or what they did. All I'm trying to do is say, we need to look at the wisdom of God. We need to say, is this going to prolong your life? Is this going to make the years of your life many? And if not, then it's not wisdom. It says, take firm hold of instruction and do not let it go. Do not let it go. Too many people have things that they are just willing to let go of in a heartbeat. And so during this season, you know, the spring of 2020, it's been, okay, God, what is the wisdom that you have for me? You know, there was a reality, a realization that said, I'm in desperate need of wisdom from heaven. Because you know what they didn't teach in Bible college? They didn't teach how do you pastor through a pandemic of a global nature. If they taught that class, I was absent that day. I don't remember hearing that lecture. And, you know, from what I understand, most of the other pastors that I know of didn't get that sort of wisdom. So you have to hear from God and say, God, how do we navigate this? Because guess what? God has shepherded people through pandemics before. He has. He's the one with the experience. And so there were remarkable ideas, innovative ideas. Listen, you are not going to stop the Church of Jesus Christ from moving forward. The wisdom of heaven is unstoppable. And so we are thankful for that. It says, take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. We would avail ourselves, we would benefit ourselves a great deal if we would just simply avail ourselves of the wisdom that God has. So I shared this with my church, but we've been live streaming our services for a long time, but primarily that moved from a supplemental means of getting the gospel out to the primary means of getting the gospel out for several weeks. And there were some people that began to say, you know, hey, there's an issue with the live stream, and we, every time we would hear that, we would make an adjustment. So I was praying because some people had said that there was an issue, and I was praying, and all of a sudden God dropped a truth in my heart, and I, you know, not an eternal truth. It just was a practical matter. How could we resolve this problem? And so with two little things that he dropped in my heart, I began to investigate and found, you know what? We could do this, and it was successful. And we did the second thing. And the feedback after I'd heard from heaven was that solved the problem. God will deliver you if you will embrace her. Wisdom will deliver to you a crown of glory and a long and happy life. We'll see you tomorrow right
here on Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
King of love, you've called my name. You gave me life, although the shame had covered me. You took my hand, and here I stand. I'm saved by grace. Father God, you heard the prayer from deep within. My spirit cried, if there's a God, come rescue me. Now here I stand, I'm saved by grace. I will thank you for for saving my soul. For you've shown